send down a special prayer for some of these politicians we have. Because, Lord, they have the world in such an uproar, but I don't have to tell you, you know all about it. And, Lord, send a special prayer for some of these lawmakers we have, Lord. Because some of them don't even know what justice is. And, Lord, I want to ask you to send a special prayer for all of my brothers and my sisters. Lord, let us learn to love one another and live together. And I want to ask you one more thing, Lord, before I go. I want to say, Lord,
tonight's ultimate radio obituary is for Dr. John. I know, you didn't see that coming, did you? You never do. He began as a session musician in the 50s. I'm not going to give you a whole lot. It seems silly, since it's been so much info about him since. ...32 studio albums, 6 live albums, thousands of other musicians' recordings, which is pretty much what we're going to focus on tonight. One top 10 hit single, Right Place, Wrong Time, in 1973. Dr. John just passed away at 77. Now, here's something. I think that Athena and I share a Dr. John experience. Because when I was in Mendocino, California, running the radio station out there, the NPR affiliate out there, and Pacifica, when I was doing that, I decided I wanted to book some shows. Because nobody else was booking shows out there in Mendocino, California. The sheep needed shows. I'm not talking about the people. But so I said, I wonder what it would take to book Dr. John. So I made some phone calls and I found out and I said, oh, I can do that. And I did it and brought Dr. John to Fort Bragg, California, which is in Mendocino County. And I believe that Athena volunteered at that show and was there. I don't know if I am misremembering this or not, but I sure hope she did, and I sure hope she was there. And it was such a joy to get to meet him in that circumstance. And the band was just lovely. They were all just really nice people for being on tour up in Northern California. And I got to help load in. So I got to help move Dr. John's Hammond. So, very exciting stuff for me. Now we'll start the, one more little story, and then we'll start the radio obituary, the ultimate radio obituary for Dr. John. The only other thing is a song that I cut out from the obit, but I still wanted to represent it here tonight. Was for my first recollection of Dr. John as a child. I had a copy of Ringo's Rotogravure. I loved that record. And Dr. John was on a few cuts on that. And I, like I said, I cut all the Ringo options because, boy, were there a lot of them. But yeah, that record is the first time I was like, oh, that's Dr. John. Probably heard plenty of Dr. John before, but that was where it clicked for me. So, all right, enough about me. On to the Ultimate Radio Obituary, starting with some monkey content from Dr. John right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
His mind. Now, tree monkey's sitting in a coconut tree, discussing things as they are said to be. Say one to the other, now listen, you two. There's a certain rumor that can't be true. You know he lies. That man descended from our noble race. The very idea is a big disgrace.
Just take it fine.
No monkey ever deserted his wife. Starve a baby and rent her life. The monkey speak his mind. And you never know a mother monk to leave her babies with others to bunk.
Abuse.
Pass them on from one to another till they scarcely knew who was their mother.
Confused.
Yeah. Speaks his mind. And another thing you never see, a monkey build a fence around a coconut tree.
Possession, my friend.
And let other coconuts go to waste, forbidding all the other monkeys to come and taste. What if I put a fence around this tree? Starvation would force you to steal from me. Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. Here's another thing a monkey won't do. Go out at night and get on a stoop. Use a gun, a club or a knife to take another monkey's life. Yeah, man descended the worthless bone, but brothers from us, he did not come. Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind.
With all of its glories and after all of its faults, it seems life is a bitter sweet waltz. Some say the grass is much greener once you get over the fence. If that's your objective, beware of perspective. Conclusions don't always make sense. With all of its glories and all of its faults, it seems life is a bitter sweet waltz.
Your shorts for jeans, it's autumn in New Orleans. Just like the springtime without the bugs, breezes as gentle as grandma's hugs. Streets start filling up with tourists and teens. Autumn in New Orleans. Saints back playing, Magnolia swaying, shaking off the last spring's beans. Party time beginning, Saints keep winning. Who knows where this thing leads? Second line starts snaking up and down the street. Glove hands clapping to the dancing feet. Friday night fish fries, white limousines, autumn in New Orleans. Thank you. start bawling, duck blinds calling, darkness make a swift return. Ghost to a romancing, and you start dancing. Soon enough the bonfires burn. So goodbye to grilling, indoors is willing. Fix up a mess of red beans. Welcome back the autumn to old New Orleans.
Just to sing it to you, honey. dreamed around the bend. I've looked behind the sky. I've seen the rainbows in a twinkle of an eye. Shine just like a candle, shimmer like a star. It's more than I can handle to hold you in a night, to show you I adore you, to go down by candlelight, to light the world before you. Shine in your
I just wanna say, nice to be here. I'm from New Orleans. Remember the Charmin? The Charmin tissues and the Toll House cookies and the Mansell House cup of coffee. And remember, I'm from New Orleans.
Here's for Dr. Tom. He doesn't come to North Hampton that often. We may never see Dr. Tom again. Do people realize the importance of this? They don't. They don't realize it. They don't know. They don't know.
And that nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Dr. John, and nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. I went a little long because I yammered on. I blah, blah, blahed it too much, but what can I say? It happens sometimes. Out of control. But one final tune that we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron, and who's going to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. Then we're going to hang out all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, because we like to laugh together. Then I'll be back here next week for more, with more silliness for your stick shaking action. Love this summertime business. Next week might not be a late night, though. It depends, because I might be driving after the show. Anyway, so we'll see what happens next week. If anybody could slow down the big name obits for me over the next few weeks, I would be mighty appreciative of that. It's getting exhausting. It's been some big ones lately. Anyway, like I said, one final tune to go out on, Freeform Automatron, next week, all week long at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. And hey, just go ahead and stay tuned to your Freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. MICKYMOUSE. Come along and sing our song and join our family. MICKYMOUSE. Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse. Forever let us hold our banner high. Through the years we'll all be friends wherever we may be. M-I-C. Oh, we're gonna see you real soon. Oh, we're gonna see you real soon. K-E-Y. Why? Because we love you. Oh, because we love you. Oh, because we love you. Yeah. Oh. of you.